Hope everyone's doing well. Tirza Hawkins here. We're Natural Health Warriors, and this is the second video in a 5-part series. We're talking about the 3 steps that I use to help my clients achieve vibrant health, and it literally comes down to A, B, C. We need to activate the body, open up its pathways, support our emotions. B, we need to build, and C, we need to cleanse. Now, yesterday we talked a lot about our emotions and how those can hold us down, they can slow us down if we're stuck in some of those heavier emotions. Tomorrow, I'm gonna show you a video and demonstrate how I use EFT and NLP on someone to help them overcome and remove some of these negative emotions from the body. Today, we're going to continue to talk about activating. We're still in the A. So the first 3 videos are all about this activating process because it is the most important and people jump right over it. They ignore it. They don't spend enough time on it. But I use it for the first 3 months in working with someone. It is the thing that we focus on most, is activating the body and opening up these pathways. So today we're going to talk a little bit about some physical pathways and how to open them. Now imagine if you have a house and there's only things coming in. Whatever you bring into the house has to stay there. There's no waste removal. Even if you're vacuuming your floors, you're putting those in garbage bags, but the garbage bags are just piling around. Nothing is allowed in or out. And that is similar to how our body can get when these pathways get clogged up. They get clogged with junk and we're not able to move through and break them open. For instance, we need to make sure that our lungs are working properly. If your house never had outside air, if the windows were always shut, you didn't have a heating or cooling system that was bringing in outside air, imagine how stagnant that would get and how bad that would smell. So we do have 4 main pathways of that the body is able to get things out and remove them. So those 4 pathways, we have the lungs, as I just mentioned. We have our skin. Our skin is the largest organ that our body has for eliminating toxins. We have our kidneys. So the kidneys and the bladder help to remove wastes. And then our colon. And I find that for a lot of people, at least 2 of those systems are really struggling. So when we have 2 systems that are only working halfway, that puts a bigger load on these other ones. And that's when we'll start to have those symptoms that are very specific to those organs, such as allergies or asthma in the chest, that difficulty breathing, or we'll start to get skin problems because the other pathways aren't open, and that's putting a lot of work on, extra work on the skin. So we've got to start to open up these different pathways. When we help our lungs and support our lungs, that's like being able to open up the windows in a house where the air has gotten really stale. Our colon is a major source of waste removal, moving things out of the body. And I can just about guarantee you that your colon is not working optimally. We don't eat a good diet to support the colon and helping to move things out. So there can be a lot of layers of just, and pockets of waste that get trapped in there. We also need to support some internal organs as well and open up some of those pathways. For instance, many of us know that our liver filters our blood, but then what is it doing with that junk? Ideally, it's dumping it into the colon for waste removal, but if the colon is not working properly and isn't moving those out of the body, then it's just being circled back through. It's like changing the filter in our vehicle, but we're never cleaning out that old oil. And so it's just continually taxing the filter. We also need to address things such as supporting our digestive pathways. Many people get a lot of tension right up underneath at the bottom of their rib cage, the top of the soft fleshy part of your torso, and will actually get a hiatal hernia where their esophagus will get trapped in their diaphragm and there will be a lot of tension there. Then the digestive process isn't working properly. There's manual ways that we can work with that to loosen that up. Also, our ileocecal valve is the connection between our small intestine and our colon. When that becomes inflamed, that valve, which is meant to just be a one-way valve, things are only going out like a toilet. We don't want our toilets to ever overflow. When that valve becomes inflamed, it gets stuck open, and that would be like having your toilet, your sewer system, overflow into your kitchen where you're trying to make food and prepare it. So working on closing that ileocecal valve is really important, making sure that body pathway is working correctly and that it's only a one-way street. Supporting our lymph system, our lymphatic system. That is one of the first lines of defense for our body against pathogens. Our lymph brings nutrients and oxygen to different parts of the body and then provides a waste removal. And it's one of the first lines of defense for our body. People that have had their tonsils removed, that is part of your lymphatic system. There was a study they did in Denmark on 1.2 million people that had had their tonsils removed as a child and found that they were 3 times more likely to have respiratory infections and asthma and get the flu or pneumonia or COPD later in life. So it's really important, even at an early age, that we learned how to help our children support their pathways and keep them open. So again, this is in the activating phase of the body. It does not do us any good to move on to the building or the cleansing stage. Everyone thinks, I need a cleanse. I hear so often from people, what kind of cleanses do you have? I need an herbal cleanse. But we need to actually start at the activation phase, because it does no good for you to clean your house if you can't get rid of the garbage that's in there. It's just accumulating and things start to ferment and build up. It can really become a nasty situation. And we'll get into a little bit more of the ramifications of that when we get into the cleansing stage. So I know today was a lot of information. You might want to listen to it a couple of times so that you can absorb it and take notes and think about how you can start supporting these pathways of the body and help them working optimally. And I hope that you check in tomorrow. It's gonna be really exciting. The before and after of someone even just doing one session of the EFT NLP that we're gonna get into tomorrow can be really fun and inspiring to watch, and you can get a benefit from it from following along. So we'll explain that at the beginning of the video tomorrow. So have a wonderful, blessed day. Thanks so much for watching or listening. This was Tirza Hawkins for Natural Health Warriors. Check out the website, nhwarriors.com. Be blessed.